Coaches Insight programs continue tonight on CARE. Brandon Tammer, we're talking Jefferson County North football with the head coach, Jeff Schneider. It's brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Want to thank KT's shortstop, Brian Barrett, with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, also FW Huston Medical Center. So thanks to all the sponsors making the conversation with the coach possible each and every week. Coach, your team off to a 2-0 start. You guys have shut out your first two opponents. It started with a 40-0 win against Morehill Mounts Academy, and then last week, week two, on the road at Horton, 48-0. Kind of dive into it a little more specifically in a moment, but just the thoughts and takeaways from that week two win at Horton.
Well, I thought, kind of referenced the defense there, and I think our defense has played really well. I think we've got a good defensive line rotation going, be able to keep guys fresh. They kind of have a lot of different strengths, so they, you know, a lot of different pieces you can put in for different, you know, a third and short, a pass rush, that sort of thing. And again, get to the quarterback and hopefully, you know, hold the line of scrimmage. So then you look at our we're pretty deep across the defensive backfield, so our pass defense has been pretty good. Linebackers are running the ball. I think it's been kind of a team effort, and I think our guys have really done a good job of embracing what our game plan is and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to take away. On the offensive side, I thought we've moved the ball well. I do feel like this. I think we have a lot of guys that are making strides. You know, I reference out of our 32, 20 of them are freshmen, sophomores. We have a lot of our older guys that have a lot of snaps, but we're getting those younger guys some snaps as well too, and you can see it in their development. You can start to see the understanding happen in practice, and then you know, we were able to get some on the field this last Friday and get a few quality snaps, and we think the arrow is kind of moving forward on that.
Yeah, how important is it, you know, this early in the season when you get wins the way that you guys are getting wins, whether it's a running clock in the second half or you just have a big lead, whatever it might be, you know, this early in the season being able to play some of those younger kids, getting those snaps, getting that experience, knowing it's more towards the next couple of years and kind of down the road at the future. And then on the other side, when you're able to sit your veterans and your starters this early, keeping them fresh as the season rolls along, just how key is that, you know, at this point and what you guys are able to do?
Well, I think the development is critical. You know, we don't have a ton of JV games, so to get those snaps, you know, it's every bit as important keeping players out, but it is to be able to evaluate what we're seeing in practice. You know, you get it on film, you can be able to correct and be able to encourage both what you're seeing. But I do think, you know, there's an element of just the being underneath the Friday night lights that's just, there's an energy. There's a certain energy about it, and players are interested in fighting and competing for that. So I think that's terrific. The other thing I would say is, you know, we were able to rest some of our guys in the second half, but I thought that our older guys, particularly our senior class, did a really good job of staying engaged with our players. I mean, I told them on the sideline, hey, listen, I need you to help when those guys are going on and off, you need to encourage them, talk to them, tell them what they're doing right, tell them what they're doing wrong, you know, be a leader. And I thought they really embraced that role. I think we've just done had a really good run through the years of guys in our senior class that when it's their time, they want to put that on their shoulders. And I think this year's class is doing the same.
It's hard to keep teams off the scoreboard, and you guys have done it here through the first 2 weeks, you know, shutting out Morehill Mounts Academy and then Horton, outscoring those two 88-0. What's been the most impressive part about the defense through the first 2 weeks?
I just think we're playing as a team. We talk a lot about, you know, you've got to trust the guys around you, and you've got to do your job, and we stress that an awful lot. You know, if the ball is going away, you're not the first to make the tackle. You've got to make sure you cut the flow. You got to make sure you check for reverse. You got to do your job. And I think the trust factor in that, I think, is what's critical. I also think, you know, we can put 11 guys at a time. You know, we talked about depth and rotation, but any 11 that we put out there, those guys are physical and they're running to the ball. I like the gang tackling that we see. We like to say 11 halves in the frame at the end of the picture. We want guys circling the ball up to the whistle. And I think we're seeing that pretty consistently. And then, you know, that kind of becomes a little bit infectious when somebody else is doing it and, you know, making a play and you want to get on the next one. It's, you know, it kind of builds itself. And I think that energy carries over.
A couple more minutes here with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach, here on our Coaches Insight program brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Coach, you get Oskaloosa this week, a Bears team that's also off to a 2-0 start. They've played two different style of games, 38-17 in week one at Pleasant Ridge. And then they went on the road 18-6 last week against Valley Falls. What's the initial thoughts on the Bears team you're going to see this week?
Well, I think the backfield is really athletic and fast. Quarterback and running back, very, very good players. We've known them over the last couple years. You know, they kind of fit the mold of what I'm saying. They've gotten a lot of snaps at the varsity level. But, you know, elusive, fast, you know, just athletic. To contain them is going to be a problem, and we've been trying to stress that all week. You know, really big tight end. I love that position, quite honestly. We've had a good run on him ourselves. I think we have another good one this year with Vex Furman, but I do think, you know, he's big, he's athletic, he, can win those jump ball catches. I like a lot of what I see on their offense, and what they're doing. And, you know, at our level, you tend to translate a lot of those things over to the defensive side because we're playing both ways. So, you know, athletes across the board on that too. So, yeah, they're off to a good start. Obviously doing well this year. You know, it's going to be a good game.
What's your overall take on the league through the first couple of weeks? You see Jackson Heights doing what they're doing. They're the number one ranked team right now in 1A, according to K-Preps. After Conway Springs took a loss last week, we knew what the Cobras are going to be. You know, Riverside took a lump early, but they got a big win last week. You guys and the Bears, who you're going to see this week, both off to 2-0 starts. And then you're seeing some of those bottom teams from last year, at least from most of the coaches of the upper tier schools, you know, praising the improvements, you know, with like the Valley Falls, as the Hortons and whatnot. Just your overall take through the league or with the league here through the first couple weeks.
Well, I think Jackson Heights is really no surprise. They had a lot of returners coming back in, you know, a lot of preseason rankings, that sort of thing. It's coming off a terrific year. You know, they're really no surprise. What they're doing is kind of what everyone would have expected. You know, I've said this, about ourselves. I didn't know exactly where we would be. We had a lot of guys returning, but I still think we had an element of youth. I think we've started to develop in that regard. Riverside's returning a bunch of guys as well, too. You know, we played them intermittently over the last couple of years, and you know, big senior class. They're going to have a good run this year. I'm sure of that. But, yeah, you know, we've seen Valley Falls on film. They're running the football, doing some good things, putting a new offense in. It seems to suit them well. You know, across the board, Aussie's off to a terrific start again as well. New offense, maximizing their ability. You know, haven't got to see everybody else across, but I like the status of our league, to be honest. I like where it's at, and I like the competition level in it. I think we have a lot of good coaches as well. We have guys that have been sticking around their programs. You know, you're starting to see the expansion of the playbooks. You're starting to see a lot of different systems. And people, I think coaching, especially at our level, at the 1A, 2A level, is about playing the hand you're dealt and playing to who you have. And I think we're seeing what I'm seeing on films is coaches taking advantage of that.
Finally, Coach, the marquee matchup, certainly one circled in the Northeast Kansas League this Friday night, JCN at Oskaloosa. Give us some keys and expectations to get a win at Oski this week.
Well, I think this defense has to play well. We've got to contain. Like I said, their backfield is fast. You know, we got to continue to build on what we've put together the last couple of weeks. Got to be able to move the ball. I think we've done a good job of sharing it across our backfield. I think we want to continue to do that. I think you know, every week we stress the turnover ratio. You know, we want to win the turnover battle. So I think taking care of the football. Supposed to be a little bit of rain this week. We'll see where that pans out if it gets to us on Friday. But I think those are all elements that we're going to make sure to maintain to have a shot at winning.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. Thanks again to the JCM Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker. You also got Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Battle of 2-0 teams on Friday night. Oskaloosa hosting Jefferson County North. Should be a good one there. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.